My God, how excellent is your name. Lord, we are grateful. Lord, we exalt and appreciate you. Thank you for the dawning of a new day. We exalt you. We say thank you for the past, for the present, and for the future. Unto you, we are gathered this hour to appreciate you. We lay it to heart to give you the glory for all you have done, for who you are, for how you are opening our eyes to know who you are on a daily basis. We exalt and appreciate you even for the goodness and your mercies that we are not even aware of at this hour. We bless you. We say thank you for everything. You deserve our praises. You deserve the lifting of our hands. We exalt you. We say thank you, God, for everything. Thank you, God, for what you are preparing to do for us. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for the manifestation of your presence in today. We exalt you. We bless you because you are intentional about us, and we will continually enjoy your blessings and your mercy, your love for our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Today is Friday, the 3rd of July, 2026. God has been so good to us. He has been faithful. The steadfast love of the Lord has never ceased in our lives. Even when situation looks as if it has ceased, I want you to know that it has not ceased, because we have not been consumed. It is the presence, the grace, and the mercy of God that has kept every one of us from being consumed. So I want us to collectively say these words of declaration. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be moved today in the name of Jesus Christ. I enjoy the pleasures of the Lord forever and ever in Jesus' name. I am strengthened from my inner man in the name of Jesus Christ. The Spirit of the Lord rests upon me today for grace, for help, for favor, for every good things of life in Jesus' name. All that pertains to life and godliness, the Lord freely gives them to me in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord opens my eyes, my understanding. He gives me insights to them in the name of Jesus Christ. Favor becomes my portion in the name of Jesus Christ. My seat is not in the seat of death in the name of Jesus Christ. Today I am blessed forever. Today I will enjoy God in a new dimension in the name of Jesus Christ. Today I enjoy God's blessings. The heavens open unto me in the name of Jesus Christ. I rewrite you today in the name of Jesus Christ. Surely the goodness and the mercy of the Lord is my portion in Jesus' name. He makes me to lie down in green pastures in the name of Jesus Christ. He sets my feet on the solid rock in Jesus' name. I will not walk on sinking ground in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord establishes my feet on the solid rock in the name of Jesus Christ. The presence of the Lord becomes my lot in the name of Jesus Christ. I walk under open heavens today in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive the help that the Lord has provided for me in the name of Jesus Christ. My understanding is open to the help that the Lord has made available for me today in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not walk out of the help of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not foolishly walk out of the favor of God in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not ignorantly walk out of the mercy of God in the name of Jesus Christ. The strength of the Lord is my portion in Jesus' name. My strength is renewed from my inner man in the name of Jesus Christ. I enjoy the pleasantness that today carries in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, my seat is not in the corner of defeat. My seat is not in the seat of destruction. My seat is not in the seat of wailing in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, I become a testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ, I enjoy every good things that the Lord has said concerning me to today in the name of Jesus Christ. Blessings before me, the fire of the Lord goes before me and silence everything that is not of God in Jesus' name. The mercy of God speaks volumes for me in Jesus' name. I enjoy all that the mercy of God carries today in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not walk under closed heaven in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, the Lord connects me with the help that I need in the name of Jesus Christ. My seat is in the seat of testimonies. My seat is in the seat of blessings. It is well with me in Jesus' name. Our going out and our coming in is blessed. and is covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ speaks volumes for us. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. I want us to pray for the people that are in the den of the evil ones. I want us to continue to intercede over their lives. They will not be among the forgotten ones. They will not be listed among the forgotten ones. That Lord, we come together as one and we raise our prayers over these ones. Wherever they are, those that have been kidnapped in the four corners of this earth, we put the young, the old, the children into your hands. Lord, we cry for mercy. That your mercy will erase their names from the forgotten ones. Their names will be erased from the list of the ones that will be used as ransom over this country in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that mercy will overrule in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray that your mercy will deliver them in the name of Jesus Christ. Your mercy will bring restoration and victory for them in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever they are, let them see you in the name of Jesus Christ. Let them feel your hand as the mighty man in battle in Jesus' name. Let them experience your peace that supersedes all human understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. And let your mercy bring their victory in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your mercy uphold them with your hand of righteousness in the name of Jesus Christ. We speak the strength of God into your lives in Jesus' name. We speak the peace of God into your lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Peace that supersedes all of human understanding. The Lord releases upon you until your salvation comes to reality in the name of Jesus Christ, and over you we will shout the shout of victory in the name of Jesus Christ. We speak the peace of God upon you. It is well with you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Brethren, I'd like us to continue from where we stopped yesterday. We've been discussing about the thought of God towards us. I pray that the Lord will open our understanding more as we listen to his word in Jesus' name. The Spirit of the Lord will give life to us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, "For I know the thought that I think towards you, says the Lord, a thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Amen. I would just like to ask us a question. This place is telling us about the thought of God. That means there is no one that knows the thought of God except the Spirit of God. And when God doesn't open our eyes or speaks to us regarding the thought he has for our life, I'm telling you, we'll just be cycling in a place. So it is important for us to know the thought of God for our lives. The thought of God is the only thing that can keep us moving in the name of Jesus Christ. I want us to say this words: I wear the goodness of God like a crown, and his mercy becomes my covering in the name of Jesus Christ. I want this statement to become our daily words of declaration, because Psalm 23 says, "Surely God's goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life." That means without the goodness and the mercy of God following us on a daily basis, we will just be a shadow of ourselves. So for us not to be the shadow of ourselves, we need the goodness and the mercy of God. And that is why we wear the goodness of God like a crown, and his mercy becomes our covering on our daily activities in Jesus' name. Amen. In Jeremiah 29:11, I want us to know that God didn't wait for the storm to pass before he promised a good future. He spoke those words right in the thick of the chaos. By human understanding or mathematics, you might look like you are lagging behind. It might look as if your peers are far gone ahead of you. It might look as if God has just abandoned you. But God isn't, and he doesn't abandon us. God is not looking at our present to dictate our future. It is not our present that determines who we are becoming when it comes to God. He's not trying to rush and stop the storm. That today, I will stop that storm. It is not that he cannot do it. All powers belongs to him. But in some cases, he might not rush to stop the storm. He just needs us to be still to hear what he has for us. He is telling you that his ultimate purpose for you is bigger than the storm you are going through at the moment. So even when he stops the storm, fine. But if he chooses not to stop the storm, he is still God. But he's trying to make us know that the storm does not dictate his ultimate power and ultimate goal purpose for our lives. When our mind gets still, we can finally hear him reminding us that the current mess is not our final destination. Amen. So while looking at this actual Bible passage, if you notice that this mass passage was spoken to the children of Israel when they were in chaos, it was not a funny place. And God said this statement for a reason. To truly understand why the Almighty made the statement is not because He wants to say it. We have to look at the exact environment, because there is always a reason. It is an action that precedes an action. Without an external force, there isn't an action. So something prompted God to say this word. And this word was said because of the environment that the children of Israel were at that time. So it was that external environment that triggered this word that God said. When these words were spoken to the children of Israel, the listeners were not living in peace. They had lost lost their homes. Their city has been destroyed, and they were forcibly taken to a strange land, that is Babylon, not as children or as princes, but as captives. And it's not funny. They were surrounded by a culture not their own. They were feeling abandoned, forgotten, and utterly drowned in grief. The people were facing a 70-year sentence in this difficult situation, and this is not child's play. Generations will pass in this 70 years before change comes. The environment was ripe for hopelessness. The definition of their situation at that time was tagged hopeless situation. The people were asking a lot of questions. Has the Creator forgotten us? Is this the end of our story? And the Almighty didn't speak everything. He didn't speak that everything is fine. But He gave them that everything will be fine, because He's the one that comes with everything called beauty. He is the beauty for all situations. He spoke precisely because everything was falling apart. While they were telling Him and making every complaint, He didn't cajole them with words. All He could say is that, "The thought I have for you is of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end." He knew they were burnt out. He knew they were falling apart. But He needed to let them know that His grace is all you need. His grace is what opens our eyes and our consciousness to the thought He has for us. He needs to make the hearts to be still. That was why we discussed, be still and know that I am God. I am in the midst of you. It is the consciousness of God in our midst that keeps us calm to accept every word that He has said concerning us. When our heart is not still, even when He tells us what He has for us, we will not believe. Even when He's telling us that, be still, you will see the salvation of the Lord. When we are not still, we will not listen. We will not accept it. We will still allow our external environment to judge our internal joy or happiness. So He needs us to be still so that we can accept every word He's saying to us and walk with it, and walk in faith with it, and walk in alignment. Brethren, I know God might have been saying some things to you that you have been discarding and ignoring, because to human sense, it doesn't make sense. It looks as if God is just deceiving me with words, just trying to sugarcoat it. But God doesn't sugarcoat anything. He doesn't need to cajole us or to massage our ego. He tells us the real truth about what He wants for us. All we just need is to trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus. His words are life, and they are yes and amen. That is the word of God concerning our lives. His word concerning us is to give us a hope and a future. If you have not been hearing what God is saying to you, all you need to do is to make sure your mind is still to hear the salvation of the Lord. Because God speaks to us every day, but our internal chaos prevents us from hearing. And if you have been hearing what God has been saying you and you count it as a lie, it's a trap from the devil to cheat you from receiving your blessings. He has not called us to seek Him in vain. Anytime we seek Him and He gives us response. It now depends on us if we are going to follow the instructions He has given to us. Be still and know that I am God. I am in the midst of you. That is why He's telling us that the thought He has for you is the thought of good and not evil, to give you an expected end. Our future is secure because He knows the beginning from the end, and He knows the end from the beginning. And that is why He's giving you those words. He's giving us those words. The word for A will be different from B. All we need to do is to run with the word He has given to you. If the word He has given to you is surely goodness and mercy will follow me, continue to say it until it comes alive in you. Surely God's goodness and His mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And if His word is saying the Lord is my light and my salvation, continue to confess it, that the Lord is my light and my salvation,
I will not be afraid. And if the word he has given to you is, the thought I have for you is of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end, continue reciting it until it comes alive to you. That the word of God concerning my life, he said, his thought for me is of good and not of evil, to give me an expected end. And if his word for you is saying, I shall not die, but live to declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of living, make it your words. Make it what you see every day, that this is the word of God for me. He said, I will not die, but live to declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of living. Maybe the word of God for you is saying, I will be the head and not the tail. Fine. Your present situation might be saying you are the tail, but don't settle for the less. Don't settle for your present situation, because your present situation is not the determining factor. It is the word of God that determines what it says concerning you. I will be the head and not the tail. So what is that word that God is saying concerning you? He said, unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we ever think or ask of, according to his power that works in us. The moment we continually say those words, the power of God comes alive in us. His power becomes at work in us. So what is the question I will ask us this morning? That what is the word of God for you today? What is that word that God has said concerning you? Begin to echo it. All that pertains to life and godliness, the Lord has freely given to me. I begin to receive all that pertains to life and godliness that God has freely given to me. In the name of Jesus Christ, every word that he has said concerning you, let us make it a duty to continually confess it. Begin to profess it until it comes alive, until it comes to, he receives flesh and it becomes to materialize, until the flesh comes to flesh and bones come to bones, in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't get tired. Don't allow the devil to weaken you in your inner man. Begin to say those words he has said concerning you. Even when it is not looking like it, begin to say it. Continue to say it. Don't allow your physical state or your present situation to silence your mouth. A silent mouth is a silent destiny. Even when it looks as if it is not looking like it, continue to say it. Continue to believe it, because it is not your word. It is the word of God for you. He said, his thought for you, his thought for me is of good and not of evil, to give me an expected end. As we walk in the consciousness of the word of God concerning our lives, that his thought for us is of good, I want you to believe that we are coming with a future, with hope, and we are going to become testimonies in the name of Jesus Christ. As we go today, the presence of the Lord rest and abide with us in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name of prayer. Amen. Brethren, I want to use this to remind us that the coming of the Lord is at hand, that let us prepare and ask the Spirit of the Lord to be our shield, to be our strength, to keep moving till we get to our eternal rest, in the name of Jesus Christ. The presence of the Lord abides with us as we go today, in Jesus' name. The grace of the Lord settles over our lives, and the mercy of the Lord speaks for us, in Jesus' name. It is well with you, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name of prayer. Amen. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.